The theme of the book and kind of what we'll be talking about for the next few weeks is 1 Timothy 4:7. Discipline yourselves for the purpose of godliness. And this is critical in our Christian walk. And on one hand, we know that God is the author of our salvation, that His Holy Spirit enables us to live a Christian life, and He causes us to persevere. But on the other hand, we know that we are accountable to God for our lives, and we absolutely must pursue Him. Keeping this in mind and keeping our direction in mind, which is godliness, I want to kind of define and talk about discipline. I say discipline is regularly and routinely doing something despite feelings or desire. So discipline is regularly and routinely doing something despite feelings and desire. And this must be applied to all the spiritual disciplines in our lives. And there's two really big things I want you to know about discipline and kind of that definition I just gave you. And number one is without discipline, you will grow stagnant in your walk with God. That's just going to happen. And you will not reach full maturity in your Christian life. If you ask somebody who's not disciplined, you know, you meet with them every week and say, how did your week go? Oh, you know, my week was good. I read the Bible. I really felt God's presence. The Lord was with me. And the next week you meet that same person. You say, how are you doing? Oh, man, this week was tough. I did not read my Bible. I did not pray. I was just given into temptation. People who are not disciplined, they never have any prolonged times of connection with God. It's just a complete roller coaster ride. And as a disciplined person, keeping this verse I really love, Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. And I just really love that verse because as a Christian, being disciplined, you're going to have prolonged times of connection and sweetness with God. And there's going to be, you know, valleys and stuff, but overall, you're going to be moving up. That's what the Christian life should look like, not a roller coaster. And that's what an undisciplined Christian's life looks like. And then number two, I want you to note this. There absolutely will be days when you have to do things you do not want to do. You are not going to wake up every single day and say, I'm going to read my Bible and this is going to be awesome. It's just going to be difficult sometimes. You're not going to wake up every day and want to pray. You're not going to have to go meet with somebody and minister to somebody and you're not going to want to. It's going to happen where times are going to come and you do not want to do it. But that's what discipline is. It's doing it despite your feelings. It's doing it because you know you have to. And then I want you to know this. From experience and what the Bible says, it'll not always be like that. It's not always going to be drudgery to wake up and read your Bible. God honors discipline and He honors faithfulness. And sooner or later, that feeling of, I don't know, drudgery or whatever you want to call it will become, you get to do this. It'll become an awesome thing. And you'll have prolonged times of connection with God. You will feel His presence more. You will feel connected with Him. And you'll make a big difference in people's lives. And I really want to stress the fact that discipline is hard. It is not easy. But we have direction. We are aiming at being Christ-like, and this is something that will not perish. And the fact that it will not perish should be huge for us. I remember this was, I don't know, like a few months ago. I was at the gym trying to work out, and I was sitting on some machine with hardly any weight on it because, you know, my hip and shoulder are so weak, it's kind of embarrassing. And I was just thinking back when I was in college, I used to work out 5 days a week, and I was on a crazy strict diet, and I was in pretty good shape. I mean, I felt healthy. I looked pretty, you know, fit or whatever. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, man, it would be so nice to be able to get in shape again. Maybe I should just start working out more, and maybe I'll work up to being able to do the weight I was doing or whatever. And I was thinking that would be it'd be pretty cool. But then I snapped out of it, and I thought, that could never happen. I physically cannot do the stuff I used to do. I cannot do it. And then I was like, who cares? Even if I could do that, it's for something that perishes. Just a little while ago, I watched this documentary on Arnold Schwarzenegger, and those guys would work out 6 hours a day, and they're so crazy disciplined. And for what? You know, look at him now. He just looks like a normal guy. And if I worked out every single day and I became like Arnold, you know, when I'm 50 or 60, who cares? It's absolutely working for a perishing crown. It comes to absolutely nothing. But as a Christian, we could exercise every single day our Christian disciplines, and not one second of it would be wasted. we grow more in Christ-likeness in this life, and then in eternity, that'll just continue to grow. Not 1 second of your time reading the Bible, not 1 second of your time praying will ever, ever come to waste. You're working for a crown of eternal life.